Welcome, everyone, to Season 2, Episode 3 of the Fire Emblem Podcast. I'm Blazer, and this is Shu. Shu, my man, what are we talking about today?
Today, my friend, we were talking about hacking, Fire Emblem hacks.
Hacking? What's that?
Shut up. You know perfectly well what I'm talking about.
You mean like you mean the more politically correct term modding, correct?
Modding, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Of course. Because being the politically correct people that we are.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Especially myself.
Oh really?
Yeah, right. So lead us on, Shu.
Well, I mean, if you know, or if you don't know, hacking is kind of a big part of what. Would you say that hacking is a big part of the Fire Emblem community? Online, at least?
Well, if I had to ask my friend Shu, I'm sure that if he were going to finish what he was going to say, he would say that Fire Emblem is indeed, or hacking is indeed, a big part of the Fire Emblem community.
It is.
Yes.
There's obviously, I think at any given moment, probably a great number of hacks in the works. Blazer here is the creator of one of the more renowned ones, known as The Last Promise, previously known as some other garbage that I don't care about. Tactics Universe.
We're going to get previous names on the down low, all right? Anyhow, The First Promise, The Last Promise, whatever the hell you want to call it. It's a hack, right? But I'm pretty much over with. So now I'm kind of just watching the other hacks. And as usual, about 95% of them are bad. But sure. Given that there's dozens of them at any time, thankfully, that does mean that there are, you know, two or three good hacks here and there, right?
Mm-hmm. So, two or three good hacks. What are any of them that are you have your eye on right now?
Yeah, actually, I do have a couple on my eye. I might need you to look up one of the names. The first one I'm going to mention, honorable mention to Death or Glory. First and foremost, it actually has patches being released. Which is might not sound like a big deal, but like hackers are hella lazy, and they do not. they don't. The biggest problem is that they don't release anything. They'll have an update like once every year on average, and sometimes it's a small update. And there are times where they'll go without updates for months at a time, and it's just like so dull. Like I don't know. I just prefer to hear more, even if it's kind of, you know, not like the greatest update ever. I feel like hackers should, you know, stick to their project a little bit more instead of taking like 6 months breaks every week.
Definitely, definitely. And I'm looking at the page, the thread for it on FES right now, and these screenshots all look solid, look very good. You can kind of tell the quality of a hack by at least you can get a good initial idea of how much investment is going into it by the screenshots. You can tell if they're still using maps from like Fire Emblem 7 or Fire Emblem 8. They're probably not, you know, super far down the assembly line, so to speak.
Oh yeah, for sure. And actually, we have within the hacking community, we have some terms that kind of classify hacks. I know some people have even gone to classify them into like 10, 15 different types. I'm like, that's kind of overkill. But pretty much we have reskins, which we call hacks that, like, as you said, don't change the maps. So for instance, you know, let's say you like change Fire Emblem and you're like every other guy out there and you want to like make your own character and put him in the hack and replace Elliewood because no one likes Elliewood, right?
All right.
So you're like, all right, dude, I'm about to replace Elliewood and me and Hector are about to go have a ball. So you go replace Elliewood, but every other thing about the game is the same. So what's the deal with that? We call that a reskin, and the idea is that like the core of the hack is the same. You're just kind of changing the skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have like full custom hacks or vanilla hacks or whatever you want to call them, and that's where it changes like everything. It changes the maps, the music, the characters, all that stuff. And a lot of the times, it's like a new Fire Emblem game. You know, and when I say new Fire Emblem game, what I really mean is like another one of the GBA games, kind of. Because it still all plays like Fire Emblem, right?
It's the same core engine. It's just completely edited.
Yeah, right. But, you know, you have the custom stories and, you know, custom portraits and characters, whatever. And it's still fun. People manage to throw in their own twist.
Yep.
Like, I'll throw out some props to Olybian Knights, an FE7 hack, a sequel to FE7, takes place between like FE7, FE6, kind of fills in some of the gaps, what have you. Anyhow, like that throws in some gameplay twists. So it's not exactly like